So the third stage is important because we're learning to respond with friendliness to someone towards whom we have no particular feeling for. It's usually described as someone who we see quite often. We know them, but we don't have any particular response for them. No particular response has developed. It could be someone in our street, a neighbour perhaps. It could be the postman. Maybe we see them quite often, or the post lady. It could be someone in a local shop. It could be even someone who we work with, someone at our meditation class. We see them every week. There's no particular feeling for them. Maybe there's even people on this retreat. You've been here now for nearly a week, and you've seen some people around, and you don't have any particular feeling for them. There's probably something on some level. I don't think sometimes people, they get a bit stuck in the metabarbia and say, well, I can't think of someone who I have no feeling for. They're looking for this sort of chemically pure non-response. That's not what's happening in this stage. We're told by some psychologists that on some level there's always some kind of response. Apparently when we enter a room, according to some people, our mind very quickly is kind of sorting out, like him, don't like him, going to spend time with him, not bother with him, and you've got it in sort of instinctively in seconds sorted out. No doubt it's to do with sort of survival instinct and all that sort of thing. Our mind, very quickly, unconsciously, does do a quick take on who one likes and doesn't like, is interested in, not interested in. But in the third stage, there's no particular feeling. There might be very, very low-level feeling, but it's not worked up into anything. And it's a very important stage, this third stage. Very, very important stage indeed. It's important because it represents our attitude to most people. When we see people on the train to work, when we see people in shops and on the streets, when we meet people for the first time, there's usually no particular feeling. Certainly not necessarily any friendliness. So the third stage is a training, really, in our attitude to the vast majority of people. The neutral person is an example of anybody, if you like. They could be anybody. So it's an important stage. And it's not such an easy stage, I think, because you can feel that there's nothing really to work with. I mean, at least the fourth stage, there's something to work with. You know, it's quite tangible. You know, you're going to have to do some wrestling with your irritation. But in the third stage, there's nothing there particularly. Nothing to get particularly interested in, apparently. In the other stages, there is, you know, a definite emotional response that's quite tangible. In the third stage, there's nothing much. Not much to be interested in. The person may even seem a bit boring to us. They look like a boring person, you know, because no real interaction has taken place. And you're not going to bother with any particular interaction because there doesn't seem to be much there. So I think why it's important to do this stage is because it involves... don't go there. Right, so why it's important to do this stage? We do this third stage. It's important to do this third stage after the first two stages. That's what I'm trying to say. It's very simple, isn't it? So we put the neutral person in this stage because we've developed some momentum. Our mind, our heart, hopefully, is flowing. It's malleable, as we saw earlier. I find it particularly helpful in this stage of the practice to use those reflections to develop a feeling of my essential sameness in relation to that other person, that we are actually the same, in that they want to be happy, they don't want to suffer, they want to be secure, they don't want to feel fear. All those kinds of reflections, or just relating to the fact that they breathe, that they feel, that they're aware, that they're human beings. You can be sure that in fundamental areas, their concerns are the same as your own. So it's not a case in this third stage of creating an artificial emotion. It's really a case of looking deeper. You know, trying to gain a sense of a kind of common humanity. Once again, you're looking for a sense of empathy. Like me, this person wants to be taken seriously. They want to be treated with kindness and respect. They're no different from me in this respect. So why not take them seriously in the meditation and respond with have a friendly response towards them?